Did you know that it's Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is highlighting some really cool AAIP-owned brands right now, like Carden, Kaja, Emilia George, and Hey Meave. Plus, you can help support college access and student success when you donate online or round up in store to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Won't You Date Me? A podcast where I try to figure out why I'm still single, even though I'll eat a pickle out your butt, even though I hate pickles. My guest today, he's not an actor and he's not a comedian, but he's an editor. And we met on an app. His name is Nick Snell. Boo, 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 boo. Hi, Nick.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm great. Nice to be here. It's cool.
So have you done a podcast before?
No, never.
Okay.
No, I've listened to a lot, but I've never been on one.
Okay. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm honored that you said yes, and it's going to be fun, baby.
Yeah, let's hope so.
Okay. So, no, it will be. It'll be great. So, we met on an app.
Yes.
We met on Tinder.
Tinder, yeah.
Are you on other apps or are you just on Tinder?
I don't use Tinder anymore.
What do you use
now? No, I've switched over fully to Hinge.
Ah.
Hinge, baby.
Hinge.
It's great.
I have not had luck on Hinge.
Really?
No, and I can't figure out, maybe it's like the settings, I'm setting it too far, but I keep getting people like on the west side. And I'm like, there's no dick good enough to drive to the west side.
Yeah, I had like a really good connection like a couple of weeks ago, and then it was in like Playa del Rey, and it's just like, this will never work. This wasn't meant to be.
You'll never see each other. You'll never like meet in the middle, which sounds romantic,
but
like,
no.
It's not.
No.
It's not fun.
Yeah, I try to set the search radius as small as possible now. Mm-hmm. But there's still Hinge. Yeah, Hinge is bad about that, where they will kind of allow other people in.
Okay, so it's not me. It is Hinge.
Yeah, no, I haven't been able to figure that out yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, but other than that, Hinge has been, I mean, honestly, like, it's been good connection-wise, but like, next level, like, going on actual dates, it's not as great.
Why? Do you know? No, you don't.
No,
no. What do you think?
There's like a fizzle. There's always like, you know, it's a lot more, because I mean, I feel like with Tinder, it's like you have like two or three messages back and forth, and then it's just like, hey, like, let's meet up. Mm-hmm. But Hinge, the discussion kind of stretches out longer and longer, because I mean, you've been on it. It's like, it's like question based. So
yeah, and
it
you really have to be like, why do you like tacos or whatever? It'll be like, who do you want to invite to a dinner, dead or alive? And
yeah,
like,
there's a lot of those.
Do we really want to talk? That's like when you've run out of things to say to someone. You're like, hey, babe, if we had a dinner party and someone was dead and you wanted to invite them, who would it be? Like, it's not, I don't think that's a good icebreaker.
Yeah, no, Somehow, the worst icebreaker I have on there has been, I literally 95% of responses have come from it. And like the prompt is agree or disagree. And I just put hot dogs or sandwiches, and I get five answers a day from that. Because I mean, and I feel like I've tried to think about it, and it's like it's a really stupid, trivial thing, but it's polarizing, and it gives you a chance to have kind of like those like dumb, like kind of flirty arguments where it's like, no, you're so wrong, blah. And I have no horse in the race, so I just like take the opposing view of whatever the girl answers.
So that's like negging, isn't it?
I mean, as light as negging gets, I guess. Yeah, where it's...
What is your actual opinion?
You know, I've fielded a lot of hot takes on it, mm-hmm. and I'm kind of, I don't know, it's both for me. It's because if I don't know, I've had this conversation so many times on this stupid app.
Now you got to do it. No, and
so if it's if the argument is that it's two pieces of bread makes mm-hmm. a distinct sandwich, then things like a Philly cheesesteak, which isn't a fully split piece of bread,
okay,
that's for me a for sure sandwich.
Okay,
so. But banh mi, you know, that's not okay. a split piece of bread, but that's definitely a sandwich.
All right.
But I honestly, if I had a gun to my head, I would say hot dogs are not sandwiches.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That's the correct answer.
They're in a
Philly cheesesteak is also not a sandwich. A Philly cheesesteak is a Philly cheesesteak. A banh mi is a banh mi.
But those are subcategories of sandwiches.
Well, you're not saying ham and cheese everywhere you go. You'd say a ham and cheese sandwich.
True. Yeah, I guess you don't say a Philly cheesesteak sandwich.
No. When things
oh,
have
God.
Names, they're names. This is what I'm doing with my podcast. I'm blowing people's minds. I'm letting you think and explore. So are you single right now?
Yes. Yes.
And are you having fun? Are you like single and loving it?
I don't really go on a lot of dates. Okay. This new job that I'm working, I'm at work until about like 7 o'clock every night. Mm-hmm. So, I still play a lot of tennis.
So
tennis, I kind of had to have a moment a couple months ago where it was like, am I going to focus on, you know, kind of becoming a better tennis player or am I going to continue, you know, kind of treading water on these apps? Mm-hmm. So tennis won.
Okay.
And
fair.
I'm great. I'm becoming such a better tennis player. And I love it.
I like tennis. I like the way it looks. I think it looks very cool to be like bopping a ball back and forth.
Yeah.
But it's a lot of work. And yeah. I think I have an aversion to it because my dad played tennis.
Okay.
And I had to go to tennis camp every fucking summer growing up.
That's good though. If you ever picked it back up, all that stuff is like retained in your mind and you could play tennis
know.
In like a weekend.
I don't know. There's like a real just block.
No,
then,
I get
like,
it.
We would go to camp and then we would go to the park and we would hit it against the wall. And he'd be like, you're not trying hard enough. And I'd be like, I am. And we were two little black kids, me and my sister. So I think he was like, this is my Serena and that's my Venus.
Yeah.
And we were like, no, we're Catherine and Nicole. We don't want to play tennis.
It's a good way to make money, though. Venus and Serena, they're good.
It is a good way to make money.
I don't make any from it, but.
You could.
No.
Tennis tournaments.
The level that I play, there's no prize money. You get a trophy, though.
You can organize it, and you can say $30 entry fee, and then you collect all that money, and whoever wins makes that money.
That's a good idea. Yeah. There's like there's a Showtime documentary on a tennis coach named Nick Bollettieri that just came mm-hmm. out called Love Means Zero. And yeah, he was just some random Italian guy who started coaching tennis in his mid-50s, and, you know, he's like the best coach ever now. So yeah, that's my backup plan for when editing social media videos dies out.
It won't.
Yeah.
We're going to turn into virtual reality. We'll need someone to edit our lives.
Yeah, yeah. The videos will just keep getting shorter and shorter and someone needs to edit those.
I guess so. So would you really coach tennis? Is that like a thing you want to do?
My goal in life right now is to be on a tennis court as much as possible.
Okay.
So... if I'm not getting paid to play it, then mm-hmm. that's really my only other choice.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm not good enough to be a coach, but maybe in 20 years.
Lie to people.
Yeah, no, that's what Bollettieri did. Yeah.
Guys, I'm the best tennis player in fucking Sweden. Don't you want to get coached by
but then they look at my body and they're like, no, you're not.
Yeah, but you're like, I quit playing for a couple years.
Chilled.
The body took over itself. What is one of the worst dates you've ever been on?
I went on one recently. No offense.
Our first date was bad?
No. Now that you're smoking again. But the worst first impression on a first date I had was a girl walked up smoking a cigarette.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's like, you know, put out the cigarette, throw it out, and then it's like, hey. So it was like, oh, God. But, you know, I went through with it.
She just wanted you to know that she was a bad girl who doesn't conform. She doesn't give no fucks.
She was wearing a leather jacket, too. So I was very intimidated by her. But beyond that, like a bad, I don't know. I don't have bad first dates because I can, this is just like me talking to myself. I can like talk to anybody about anything and be interested for at least an hour, you know? So I thought going on dates, not drinking would be a problem, but it really hasn't been. It's really kind of forced me to be like, you know, the host of the date, to like, to keep the conversation going, and to try not to talk about tennis too much.
Well, not drinking on a date is interesting, because usually I drink on dates. With you, I didn't, because you don't drink. So I was like, I could do that. That's fucking easy.
Yeah.
But it like forced me to be like, oh, what's your real opinion? Like, what's not a funny opinion on this thing?
Yeah.
It forces you to just, I don't know, be a little bit more truthful, I feel like. And I think people think alcohol makes you more truthful. I was like, alcohol just makes you more bold.
Bold, totally. Yeah. And I feel like drinking on first dates versus not drinking on first dates is like, things progress so much faster when both people are drinking. So like, you like not drinking. I've never hooked up on a first date. Like it's not something that, like, you know, I've never even like had like a makeout on a first date. It's just like, it's one of those really just like get to know each other. And yeah, so I feel like with alcohol on the first date, you can kind of progress things way too quickly, and you can kind of get to a point where you feel like you really know this person, but it's just like, is that, you know, just kind of the impaired brain talking. Like, was it, you know, do you feel like you know this person because you went home with them on the first date? So yeah, it's really kind of taken out, like, things just across the board progress much more slowly, which is a problem then, because, you know, because then you're five dates in before, you know, kind of real things have to be talked about, you know? So, that's one of the problems, but, at the same time, yeah, you don't have like those weird kind of.
Yeah, because I think Tinder and all these apps, I say it all the time on this podcast, it creates a false sense of intimacy. And then you meet the person and then you drink with them. Then you're like, oh, we're best fucking friends. We like know each other. Then you think about it the next day and you're like, actually, I don't think I know any more about that person than I did before we went out.
I don't even know that person's last name.
Yeah.
Right?
I do ask for last names because I like to look people up on the internet.
Yeah, that's good. That's, I mean, it's,
you know, just see that, that can be friends.
That can be tough too, though, because if you look somebody up too much, I find this with people I play tennis with. If you look people up too much and you bring up stuff that you haven't talked about before, that it's just like, oh shit, like how much did they
I've been looking at them.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just like, oh, tell me about, like, you know, your dog. And it's like, I didn't tell you I had a dog. Even though that's like the third thing I tell anybody about me. But
I try real hard to just play stupid. Like, if I say something that I'm not supposed to know, like, how do you know? I'm like, ha, what are you?
Yeah, you just move on to the next one.
Well, you just kind of laugh a bunch, and then they're like, oh, she's just being a little weird.
Yeah.
So you messaged me first. So what, do you remember my profile?
I remember you had, I think it was a photo with a huge dildo. Is that right?
Yeah, baby. But you didn't mention it.
The dildo?
You didn't.
No, you don't open with that. Yeah, it's like if you see someone on the street, like if you have, I don't know, I guess if you have a friend that has like a bandage around their heads, like you don't want to immediately, because you don't want them to think that that's like the first thing. Ah. And also it's like, I don't know, what am I going to say? Like, you ever dealt with one that size?
You'd be surprised.
No, I
75% of my messages are that.
Jesus.
Like so many. Like, is that the size you really like? And I'm like,
oh God.
No. If I did, I would say it right in my profile. I'd be like, that dildo you see, I take it every night.
that's one of like the, I wouldn't say a disadvantage, but that's one of the things about being like a not psycho that dates out here, is that once you kind of prove that, you get all of the psycho stories. So yeah, just like the messaging, like the guys that, I mean, it's a cliche, but like the whole dick pic thing, and like how it's just like, how quickly it seems to progress with like some, and what the crazy thing is like, there's no guy I know that I think would do that, but there has to be guys that I know that do that.
So many guys you know that do that.
Yeah.
Have you never sent a dick pic?
Not unwarranted.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. No, God, no.
I was like texting this guy, we were going to try to meet up and like go have a drink or whatever. And he's like, do you want to see my dick? And I was like, I mean, no. Once you've seen three, you've kind of seen them all.
Yeah.
But he was like, I'm going to send it anyway. And I was like, all right. So he sent it. It was a dick.
Was it big?
And then it was fine.
Yeah.
It was like, it wasn't anything to like write home about. Mm. But then again, like, I don't know if I'd ever write home about a dick.
Yeah.
Dear Catherine, my dear sister, I saw a big old honking dick today.
Yeah, it's like the Civil War, like, yeah, documentary, like you see your handwriting it. Yeah.
It was like a fine dick. And then he was like, your turn. And I was like, no. He was like, why not? And I was like, I don't send nude pictures to people.
I guess.
Like, well, why not? And I was like, because I don't. Just Google image a fat black woman naked and then imagine my head on top.
I guess is that the thinking that, like, oh, if I send a dick pic, then I might get something in response?
Maybe, but a lot of, like, for every guy who asks me for a picture, there's like 10 who are just like, look at what I have.
Yeah, no, it's a weird power thing. I guess. It's
forcing
odd.
Someone to look at your dick. And it's like, I'll look at a dick. I like them, but like, I like them in person. What am I going to do with a picture?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fucking be like, oh, I'm going to just fucking rub one out.
Yeah, like, just like set it up on your dresser and just like zoom in on it. Yeah, no, it's a strange phenomenon.
It's very weird. Okay, on our, because I'm literally trying to figure out, oh, I'm still single. So on our, what was your first impression of me on our date? I know I had wild hair.
Yeah, that was when you had really long braids, right?
I had colorful braids, then very long braids.
Okay, yeah. So that was at the place next to UCB, right?
Yeah, Franklin, because I had a show there, and I was like, I'm not going to travel anywhere else. I'm going to make this very convenient for me.
Yeah, no, the first impression, well, because, I mean, I told you this, I think before even going on the date, that I was aware, you know, I was aware of your work.
I think you told me on the date. Oh, really? You may have said it before. I
saved it. Yeah, so, you know, I was like, wow, she's a lot like she is on podcasts and TV. it's not a character she plays. But yeah, no, beyond that, I thought it was great. I thought we got along really well. We had, you know, the conversation rolled. I thought it was nice. Yeah, the food was good at that place.
Yeah, Franklin and Company, baby.
Yeah, the
they're not paying me, but they've got really good fried chicken. You do have to season it yourself, but it is a good, I think it's a good, it's not the best fried chicken. It's like doable.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was a good date. You had that show, so it was the perfect kind of first date where it's finite, you know, where there's like a time limit, which I think that's important.
Abruptly was like, I have to go do another show. Goodbye.
Yeah, no, which I think is good, because then, you know, not that I was like trying to get out of there, but in situations when you do want to get out of there, it's good, because then you're not like, I mean, I have the dog, so I can always just have like the you know, my dog's been in his crate for 3 hours, so I got to get home.
That's smart.
Yeah, but
I've never used my dog as an excuse. I always just be like, I have to go write a script. And they're like, what? I'm like, it's due at 8 a.m.
I'm under a tight deadline.
Never a real thing. They'll take a script whenever you fucking write. It's not a thing. Yeah.
I went on a date with another video editor, and she had the best. She wanted to get out of there, and she had the best like, get the fuck out, where she like kind of play acted looking at her phone, and she was like, oh no, I sent out a cut, but the link is bad, so I had to run back to the office really quick and send out a fresh link. And me as an editor, I'm like, oh, I've done that before, but at the same time, I'm like, it's like 8:30 on a Friday. Like, you're not going back to the office. But it was fine. Ugh, that was when I lived over on the West Side. That was the worst dating of my life.
I don't like the West Side.
Yeah, no, it's really bad. It's I lived in Culver City, and it was I lived there for 11 months. Yeah, I couldn't even do a full year lease. It was, you know, they have good restaurants, good food out there, good karaoke bars. But beyond that, no, it's awful.
What's your favorite karaoke song?
Karaoke song is Thunder Road by Bruce Springsteen. It's not a deep cut, but it's like,
how's that go?
He says Thunder Road a lot in the chorus.
Thunder Road, yeah. We're rolling down Thunder Road. I don't know. I truly don't know the song.
It's on the same album as Born to Run, and it just kind of sounds like Born to Run.
I couldn't tell you a Bruce Springsteen song.
Oh, well.
Which is bad, because I'm from Jersey and he's from Jersey. Same with that Mr. Jovi man. What's his name?
John Bond.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, John. How do you forget that? John Bon Jovi. What an insane name. That can't be his government name.
Yeah, I think it is. Or yeah, probably not. It's no, I know what it is. His real name is John. I think it's Bon Jovi. It's like an Italian last name.
Okay.
I don't know. I could be making that up completely, but yeah, hey, John Bon Jovi.
Internet people listening, take that for what it is. Yeah. It's the truth.
It's like how Guy Fieri's real name is Guy Fieri.
Oh no, that really crushes my soul. Oh no.
I still like him.
I am obsessed with Guy Fieri, and I now own a flame bowling shirt, flame shorts, flame shoes, and a flame bikini. And I was on the phone with my best friend the other day, and I was like, what if I get, like, flames on my car? She was like, yeah. Why? And I was like, I don't know. I think I'm just trying to become Gal Fieri. And she laughed and then went, you follow through on things, so I'm going to say no. Like a hard no.
I say yes.
Thank you. It's all I want. How cool would that be to, like, roll up and get? I just want flames on my car. I think it would be very cool.
Would you get, like nice hand-painted ones, or would you get, like, a cheap, like, kind of decal kit?
Not cheap. I would go out. I would, like, spend some money to put flames on my car. And my car is black, so, like, just some orange and yellow flames.
Hell yeah.
It would make me so happy. And I wouldn't do like an outline. I would do like full flames on the hood going up the side.
You should just go all the way and get like a guy from Linkin Park, the flames like going up your forearm tattoo.
I kind of want a flame tattoo.
Do it.
But I feel like on my arm, I've been pretty strategic about my arms. So like when my arms are down in short sleeves, you can't see them. And then I have them everywhere else.
Yeah, so like, yeah, so you can cover them up for roles and stuff. But hey, Jonah Hill's getting like sleeves now. He's
Jonah
setting
Hill
a new precedent.
Can do that. Jonah Hill was nominated for an Oscar. Jonah Hill can do whatever he wants. Little old Nicole Byer, she can't, because then it takes time. And the last job I had, I forgot to mention I had tattoos, and the girl like freaked out.
Do they have like makeup that covers them up? Mm-hmm. Oh, what's wrong with having tattoos? Cops have tattoos. Oh, God, I don't know why that was the initial thing I went to.
Because you love the police.
Yeah.
You love them. Blue lives matter. Yeah. That makes no sense. Anyway.
None.
It's just because it takes time to cover them, and then some tattoos are copywritten.
Oh, okay.
Have to credit the artist.
Like the Mike Tyson hangover thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And mine should be fine because the most visible one on my wrist I made on Microsoft Word.
Hell yeah.
When I was 16 years old.
Did you get it when you were 16?
Uh-huh.
Nice.
I took my sister's fake ID and I went and got it done. My sister is a year and a half older than me. Maybe a full foot shorter than me and like 100 pounds smaller than me. So like I truly gave them a completely different person's ID. It was like, this me? And they were like, whatever.
Yeah, they don't care.
They really didn't give a shit. I got this one. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 tattoos I made on Microsoft Word.
Nice.
Because here's the thing. I thought your only option was the flash on the walls or something you gave them.
Oh, so you didn't think like, oh, I can tell them that I want something and they'll like, these artists that I'm paying money to will draw them.
Truly had no idea. And I think that happens to me a lot. I like just get this thought in my brain and I'm like, that's it. That's the truth. There's nothing different. That's it. I don't know. You have tons of tattoos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you gotten any other ones since I've seen you last?
I've gotten that one. I've officially gone below the elbow.
Okay. What is that?
It's an eagle.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, beyond that, I'm gonna start filling up my torso next. I'm gonna try to do like some large scale pieces.
Of what? What do you want?
I don't know yet. Probably just like generic American traditional stuff, like a ship.
Okay.
I don't want to get another eagle because I don't want to seem too patriotic.
Yeah, as a white man, I would steer clear of that.
Yeah. Now's not the time.
No, sure isn't. Because whenever I see a white dude with like a lot of like patriotic tattoos, I'm like, is he gonna hate crime me?
Yeah, is this guy an operator? Is this a Chris Kyle?
Who's Chris Kyle?
He was the American sniper.
Ah, yeah. Who then was murdered by a gun, even though he's like one of the best shooters, sharpshooters. Well,
I mean, yeah, he like took a guy, took like a veteran to a gun range and was just basically like shot in the back of the head when he was like instructing somebody else.
Have you ever been to a gun range?
Yes. Yeah, I'm
from. Did you like? Oh, yeah.
I'm from Las Vegas. There's a ton of gun ranges out there. No, I don't like gun ranges. They're,
I don't like
they're
them
horrible.
Either. They're scary.
They're so much louder than it looks on TV. It's like a little explosion going off in your hand. Yeah,
and
it's
the
bad.
Only rule, there's one at the end of the street. Me and my roommate went. The only rule was to hold your gun up. I was like, is this like scissor rules? Like, what do you mean? Just hold it up.
Don't point it at anything you don't intend to destroy.
And then they were going to let me shoot an AK-47. And I was like, I seem loopy just as a normal person. I wouldn't give me that gun.
I've shot an AK before.
That's scary. Yeah, I think it's so scary.
In Vegas, you don't even have to go to a gun range because you can just drive 20 minutes and you're out in the middle of the desert. So and I had a friend that had a whole arsenal, which was not good for him. So what we would do is, we would basically take like a 30 pack of what's that called? Keystone Light. The Keystones, just out to the desert. And he would bring like he brought a car battery one time to have a shoot at. But then he had another friend that had like a semi-automatic shotgun that he brought out. And we're just drinking beer in the middle of the desert. And it's. I think back to it now, and it's just like at any moment the worst tragedy could have happened.
Yeah, you could like shoot your fucking friend, and then a hospital's far away, and then you're gonna die in the desert.
Yeah, you're just gonna bleed out on the sand.
That would be not fun. No. Ooh, okay, Nick, we gotta take a break.
Yeah, we gotta get back. We gotta get back to the dating. I guess we're talking about.
No,
guns.
We have to take a break. Shut up for two seconds. Spring is the best time to start a new workout routine. It's our yearly collective warm-up, and Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards whatever you're looking for. Okay, Peloton can accommodate your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. Even if you only have 5 minutes, there's a class to get your body moving, and I have to stress how important that is. 5 minutes is better than no minutes. Peloton has a range of class types fit for every goal and mood. Move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations and guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can just jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day, because that's what it is, a journey. And listen, Peloton has everything you need to get to where you're going. Whether you prefer to run outdoors, row or ride at home, or strength train at the gym, Peloton is something for you. Ooh, the Peloton classes I like to do are strength training. I also like the yoga because I'm always trying to get more flexible because I love doing splits because I'm slutty. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. You know, there's always something that I really need to talk about, and thank God I have a podcast, but then there's stuff that I don't want to reveal publicly. So I talk to a therapist, and listen, we all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get stuff off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional cost. And I gotta say, that's very important because the first person you meet might not be good for you. So even though it's work, you gotta work to find someone who like is helpful and is good for you. So don't stick with someone just because you feel like you have to. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/dateme today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dateme. Okay. Hey, did you know 1 in 5 Americans have learn a new language on their bucket list? If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off the list with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste time on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Babbel's tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching so you're ready to practice what you've learned out in the real world.
Babbel made it super easy for me to brush up on my Spanish before my vacation to Mexico. See how I said that? It's better, and it sounds like I speak Spanish. It just makes traveling better, so you can like order food, ask for directions, and flirt with the locals. Me encanta, muchacho! Without having to consult language apps while on vacation. Here's a special limited time deal for my listeners. Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for my listeners at babbel.com/date me. Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/date me. Spelled BABBEL.com/date me. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want the same expert advice you get from the pros in the store while shopping online at DiscountTire.com? Meet Treadwell, your personal online tire guide that matches you with the perfect tire for your vehicle. Get your best match in 1 minute or less with Treadwell by Discount Tire.
And now we're back! Okay, I want you to look at my Tinder profile and then tell me what's good and bad about it.
Okay, so you're still on Tinder. Do you Bumble or anything else?
I am still on Tinder. I do Tinder, Bumble, Hinge, Raya, Coffee Meets Bagel, and OkCupid.
Coffee Meets Bagel is weird to me.
It's awful. Like, you have to collect beans.
Jesus. I just remember the email is like, here's your coffee. Is it here's your bagel for the day? Is that what they say?
I think maybe.
You have to collect beans.
Coffee's. I don't know. It's fucking weird. Okay, so
the first photo that I'm seeing is you recreating a Kim Kardashian ramen photo. It's great.
Mm-hmm.
It's very funny.
Thank you.
All right, second one is you holding a drink of some sort. This is just something that jumps out to me as a non-drinker, but every mm-hmm. single girl on every dating profile has at least like two photos of them drinking alcohol.
Because we need to let people know we're fun.
Yeah, no, that's like there's that. There's the those lampposts outside of LACMA. There's the Museum of Ice Cream.
Uh-huh. That pissed me off. Because it wasn't a museum.
That's everybody's response
no
to
ice
it.
Cream
is, it was terrible. Yeah.
It was an Instagram. Yeah. Destination.
No, that's the future, isn't it? That's just like,
it bums me the fuck out.
It's bad.
But I do like a good wall. I like taking pictures in front of good walls.
There's more and more of those in town. Like
makes me very happy.
The wings where yeah, like you have to
not
like look down at like a 45 degree angle.
No, not the wings. But like a beautiful fucking mural.
Have you been to Beyond the Streets yet? That
no,
big
what is that?
It's like a big it's actually right down by here. It's a big like street art exhibit, but it's in this massive, massive warehouse. And it's cool because it actually is kind of like a museum, but that's also like when I was there, it's all just Instagram. But I mean, at least it's interesting stuff you're taking photos in front of.
I like street art, and I like Melrose has a lot. And you see, like, these beautiful, there's one on, Melrose and something, but it's, like, fucking, like a three-floor building, and it's just flowers, and it's
cool.
Huge vase, and it's just really pretty.
Yeah, it's great.
I like things like that.
Okay, so the third photo here is you in front of a Barbie Jeep.
Yeah,
that's
baby.
A good photo. Your hair looks really good in the photo.
Thank you.
You look good in the photo. It's a good photo. That one. Do you have it set so Tinder decides the order of your photos?
Mm-mm.
I would put this one first.
Okay.
Okay, then there's the one. This is the one I saw, the one with the big blue dildo.
Yeah!
I mean, it sends a message. Okay, so you've got a short description in here. I guess the wildest fact about me is that eating cake pays my mortgage. That's good. It's good punchy. It gives... I feel like the big thing is like, give me something to send a message mm-hmm. about. Don't just be like, hey, you're like cool blue dildo. But it's like that. It's like, oh, either how do you pay your mortgage with cake? Or, hey, I watched the show and it's really cool. So I think that's a great, great profile. There's the blue bodysuit latching onto the bookcase. That was on there. I think that was your main profile pick when you and I matched.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's good.
It's been there for a while. I figure show people my body so they're not surprised.
You got a big butt. It's good.
Yeah, baby.
Hell yeah. And then there's one with God, forgive me, Clyde. That's Clyde, right? With the papillon
mm-hmm.
ears. Yeah, that's great. Dog photos always. Mm-hmm. I will swipe right on any and all
people
dog photos.
Love dogs.
Another thing to kind of have a first message about. Oh, mm-hmm. what's your dog's name? How long have you had him for? Blah blah blah. And then just a classic selfie with some glasses. Are those real glasses or is that a filter?
Let me see.
I don't know. It's the filters have gotten so good.
Oh, no, those are those
okay.
are real.
Yeah, no, that's a good one, too.
I got bad eyes.
Yeah, really?
I'm very blind.
Oh, no.
What?
You have one smoking a cigarette. No.
Well, I like that picture because I look like an Olsen twin.
With the big glasses and the iced coffee. Uh-huh. Yeah, and the cigarette, I guess. Uh-huh. Yeah. But, you know, I don't know. I personally, for as good as the profile and the mm-hmm. dog photo is, cigarette in a photo, instant
I
swipe
know.
Left.
It is like I've gone on dates with dudes who are just like, I mean, you gotta quit. And then I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
Have you gone on dates with cigarette smokers?
No, I have not.
Have you ever kissed a cigarette smoker? It's bad.
I feel like I've kissed cigarette smokers in a bar where we're drunk.
Oh, okay,
and
yeah.
we both smoke
yeah,
cigarettes.
I mean, see, that's, yeah. So that's like... If you yourself smoke cigarettes and you kiss a cigarette smoker, I guess it's like eating garlic. Like
yeah,
it kind of cancels
like
each other out.
Yeah. But like, I don't like getting into a car that smells like cigarettes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't like
no,
going to someone's
so
house
funky
that
and
smells
mildew-y.
Like cigarettes. Like, it's gross. Like, I don't smoke in my car and I don't smoke in my house.
Good, good.
Because it's...
There's a funk
gross.
To it. It smells even... Like, because, I mean... If I walk past someone like smoking a cigarette, mm-hmm. like that doesn't smell terrible to me. But if I'm like at work and someone comes in from smoking a
yes.
cigarette and you're in the elevator with them,
yes.
like that
it's
smells
awful.
Terrible. And it just like radiates off
mm-hmm.
of them.
So, and then it's like work to not smell like it. Like I have hand sanitizer that I like put on.
It never covers.
Like
it never
covers. Stuff.
Never fully covers it up. It merely masks it. Quit smoking. If you're listening to this and you smoke, stop smoking.
Yeah, stop smoking.
Alan Carr, The Easy Way.
It's a good book and it did help.
Yeah.
It helped a lot. It helped for like 3 months until I had a day that was bad and I was like, you know what? I want it. And then I smoked it and I was like, I'm not enjoying it.
Oh, God.
So I think I just got to read it again.
Yeah. I mean, it's a short book. It helped Ellen and Richard Branson. Those are the two big celebs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, okay. So that's all the photos. So I think it's great. I think I would get rid of the cigarette. But yeah, no, I think that's great. If I were still on Tinder, I would swipe right on that. No, I wouldn't because
you
the cigarette
wouldn't,
photo.
The cigarette. But wouldn't you just be intrigued to be like, you gonna quit?
Nothing intriguing about cigarette smoking.
Well, it's nice to know that you'd swipe right on me again, but then wouldn't. So on Bumble, I have been asking people interesting questions. What would be your answer to this? Okay, would you rather turn into a hot dog every night or turn into a hot air balloon every day for 15 minutes at 11:45?
A hot air balloon. Because then you get to, like, fly around and see things. It's like riding in a hot air balloon.
But you are the balloon.
But you are the balloon, yeah.
See, the guy, he just said balloon. So just,
That's one of my big things with these dating sites. It's like... you have to yes and on those.
Yes.
You can't just answer a question. Like, I'm not here. I don't really care about these. I mean, I care about the mm-hmm. answer. All the ladies out there, I care very deeply about the answers.
I'll tell you something. You're going to get a lot of DMs if you give up your Instagram handle.
Oh, really?
All of the men I have had on have had... They said an insane amount of women being you just seem really nice and thoughtful. Do you want to go out?
Well, my Instagram is all just photos of my dog, so mm-hmm. I don't know if they'll really get an idea of what I look like from it. But hey, I still might get.
Pictures of you on it.
On mine? Oh yeah, I guess. I got to get more on there though. Up those, but the DMs don't matter because I'm too busy playing tennis today. So send them. I'll get back to them at some point.
When you give up your tennis habit, you'll get around to them.
When I suffer my inevitable career-ending injury, then yeah.
Well, are you playing tennis that hard?
5 or 6 days a week at this point. Yeah. Sometimes.
What time do you play?
Sometimes 7:30 a.m. and then sometimes 7:30 p.m. It's a lifestyle. That's why I'm so tan right now.
Early. You are tan. And
I'm
I was
crazy
ask
tan.
If you had gone somewhere.
No, just the hard court.
Do you wear sunscreen?
I do, but I'm out there. I've played 3 hours this morning already. So I have the, I have like the glow from this morning, but yeah, it kind of just wears off after time.
You're a very early riser.
Yeah, I get up at 6 a.m. every day.
That's crazy.
That's the
to
other
me.
Thing that that's the other thing that, that doesn't benefit me dating because I go to bed at like 10:30 every night too. So
yes.
It's like after work I get home, I make a quick dinner, And then I'm just, I have an hour of TV, then I just go to bed. So it's like, I don't know. It's like dates, they detract from my morning tennis. So it's tough.
Okay, so dating truly is just a distraction from you becoming the master at tennis.
Yeah, and the problem is that sometimes I get really kind of like, oh, I really should be dating. So I'll go like on a big, like a week-long run of like matching with people and messaging with people. But then all of those fizzle because then I'm not available the following week because of all my tennis. So, you know, I've had these girls just be like, you know, I feel like we really connected over messaging, but like, but then you just kind of went silent. Like, is there some, and it's just like, it sounds like any excuse I give sounds bullshit. Like, I'm too busy with tennis. It sounds
really bullshit. So why don't you
say that? Because it sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, but just be like, listen, I'm really into tennis and you're not important enough for me to give that up. You might hurt a feeling, but like, she'll know.
Yeah, I just need to find a girl who plays tennis. That's my thing.
There you go.
Yeah, so I've been like taking group lessons and stuff and like hoping that like, it's a really roll of the dice because like you sign up for like an 8-week group class and then you find out on the first day if there's any single girls in the class. There haven't been. But
so what happens? Roll call happens. And they go, Tiffany, what are you? And you're like, single.
No, I think it happens so much that the girls in the classes will always find a way to be like, yeah, I'm just trying to like get better at tennis so I can play with my boyfriend.
Ah.
So that's a lot of the girls in these classes.
These men have found women who are willing to play tennis. So then they take a lesson to get better with them. That's what you need. You need to go on a date with someone, convince them to like tennis, and then convince them to take a class. So then they'll play tennis with
you. See, the problem is I need someone who's been playing tennis for at least a year so I can actually have a hitting partner. it's not that I'm not a beginner, but I'm like,
you're intermediate.
I'm
beginner.
Intermediate. Yeah. I'm a 3-5. If you're a tennis player, I'm a 3-5 and available. Now,
I don't understand tennis scoring.
What's not to understand?
It's confusing.
It's so just 1-4.
It.
Yeah.
And then, but then there's like love and
love is just 0. That's it.
Okay.
Then you go to 15.
15 love.
That's, yeah. So in that case, if you're serving and it's 15 love, that means you won the first point. And then it's 30 love.
Yes.
40 love.
Yes.
If you both get to 40, if it gets to 40-40, that's deuce.
Yes.
And then in the deuce, there's advantage.
Yes.
So it's add in or add out. And then that's it.
Here's the thing. When someone says easy, it's usually a couple words. You said so many sentences.
Well, when you start playing with really good people, they just start doing 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Ah.
Yeah. That's like, but then if you play with really, really good people, they don't even call out the score. You're just expected to keep track of it. Yeah.
I was always very good at serving.
That's good.
Because I have like pretty decent body strength. I don't know.
Yeah.
So I can like fucking whack the ball.
That's good.
And people are always like, ah. And I'm like, yeah, baby.
Yeah. If you can have a good
Woo-hoo!
Serve. Yeah.
And I also, wee tennis and wee bowling. Wee bowling is very fun because when you roll the ball towards the people, they jump and their head spins. And they go, whoo. And it makes me laugh every time it happens.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, wait. So yeah, this is another problem with my first dates is that I always bring it back to tennis, which is it's not great. It's I don't know. I'm still in like the, it's like last year I always brought it back to talking about sobriety, and now that I'm over a year sober.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Subtly dropped that. Now it's just the other thing that I'm currently obsessed with, which is tennis. So it's, I don't know. I'm very one track minded.
Are you completely sober or do you like smoke weed still?
No. I'm completely sober. No,
I toy with not getting sober, but just like, I like to take sabbaticals because we're just drinking poison.
Yeah. No, that's Alan Carr. He has the drinking book too, and that's
he's got so many books to
yeah,
be like
yeah,
all the garbage things you do, I'll help you stop it.
Yeah, yeah. The I tried reading the his weight loss book, and it's basically just like become a vegan.
Well, he didn't write that one.
No. It's somebody from his clinic who wrote it because he died of lung cancer. He quit smoking too late, but and that's what happens to everyone who smokes is they die of lung cancer.
Or they fall off a boat.
Yeah, true.
You can die any old way.
But yeah, no weed. When I was reading his stop drinking book, that's when I realized like, I don't have a drinking problem. I have a weed problem and people never take it seriously. So I've just stopped telling people it. So I'm like, yeah, like the hardest, like quitting drinking was super easy for me, but quitting smoking was like, that was really hard. And I hit a year last week on weed.
Congratulations.
That's
I think you could become dependent on any old thing you
totally,
want.
Totally, yeah. I mean, a ton of people are addicted to sugar, myself included.
People are addicted to sugar, shopping, tanning, spending money, like gambling. Gambling seems like gambling, the easiest addiction to not have.
Yeah, the easiest addiction to not have and the most financially destructive.
Yeah, man.
Because there's no way you're going to spend $35,000 on heroin in one night. I mean, you could die from it, but...
Yeah. But you're not, yeah.
Gambling, yeah, you can see your entire life savings go
just, like,
in a night.
Go. And whenever I go to Vegas, I truly play like two slots and I'm like, okay, so I like literally lost $2.
But do you,
like, instantaneously.
Do you feel that pull though? Where
no.
It's just like, oh, see, yeah, see, that's the scary thing about gambling because
no.
it like it scratches an itch in your brain where some people they're mm-hmm. like, if I just put another dollar in, then I can get the $2 I lost back.
No, I'm like, if I put another dollar in, I'll probably walk away with 35 cents.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and in Vegas, it's everywhere. Like, mm-hmm. every bar has it inside the bar.
Mm-hmm. In the airport. It's wild.
Yeah, it's crazy. And you can smoke anywhere in Vegas, too, which is
awful. Yeah, it's gross, and it's like a stale... It's not... It's, like, it's awful. Whenever I see, like, a kid in a casino, I'm like, this is secondhand smoke. This is not good. Your kid's gonna, like, die. I tried to play blackjack. Or something, but I don't know how.
At a table?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, see, that's... If you're at a table and you don't know how to play blackjack, you can piss everyone else at the table off because there's, like, unwritten rules to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you
yeah,
can, like,
everyone
really...
everyone got real mad at me.
Yeah, you can really screw up, like, the count and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just stay away from that entirely.
Yeah, I did very bad. And then I went to another table where nobody was at, and I was like, hey, lady, you want to teach me? And she's like, no, I can't teach you. So then she walked me through it, and then I was like, this! And she's like, this is a bad bet?
Yeah.
And I was like, this. She's like, all right, you lost your $2 or your $10 or whatever it was. I just, yeah, gambling.
It's so bad.
And then slots, like when people just sit at the slots and they're just dinging, I'm like, it's never going to happen.
No, it's...
Go home.
It's not, and there's no strategy or anything. It's literally just like, I'm hitting a button for the entire night.
And it seems mind-numbing. It's like sitting in front of your computer all night or your... fucking phone all day. Like, just go out and live.
Yeah.
But then Vegas is kind of hot.
So, yeah, they want to keep you inside. You got to have that central air.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know, it's tough.
Okay, Nick, we've come to the point in the podcast where I ask every guest this question. Why won't you date me?
Because you don't play tennis. No, is every guest on the podcast someone you've dated?
The first five episodes are, and then it turned into friends.
Hold on. Okay, wait.
So it's people I've dated and people I've, like, hooked up with.
Before I answer your question, I have a question for you. Because
yes.
I heard you on Doughboys, and you said that you dated two different guys that really liked the Doughboys, and one of them smelled like a dish rag. Am I the one that smells like a dish rag?
No.
Okay, I've been thinking of that for like 7 months now.
No, that was a man I went on one date with and then lied to him to escape. And then he kept messaging me and I was like, I can't go out with that man again. He legit smelled like, you know how like a dish rag?
Yeah,
like,
no, I know the exact smell. And that's why I was so scared that it was me.
No, I would not have gone out with you again if you smelled like a dish rag.
Okay. So I have closure on that.
Mm-hmm.
So why won't I date you?
Yeah.
You know, it's the ultimate cliche, but it's just like, even now, like I feel like way more of a friend energy than a romantic energy.
Okay.
And, it's one of those things where,
you literally can't hurt my feelings.
No, I'm not worried about that. I just, it's just, cause what we went on, what was it? Like five or six dates. We went and saw Dunkirk.
Which was awful.
You fell fast asleep for it. I don't fall asleep in movies anymore, by the way.
Oh, you don't?
No, I got over that. Because I have contact lenses now, so I know that I can't fall asleep because they'll roll back in my head.
You can sleep in contacts.
Oh, don't tell me
that. For like 30 to 40, like an hour, I think, before they'll get like sticky and gross. But yeah, you fell right asleep during Dunkirk, and
yeah,
I got confused, and I was awake. It was very loud. The sounds weren't good. But then you woke up, and I was like, I don't know what's happening. And then you very easily were like, oh, this. And I was like, how?
I think Barry Keoghan is dead. Yeah, that's just, it's one of those things where I really was having a good time hanging out with you mm-hmm. as friends. So, you know, I didn't want to put it to an end so quickly because okay. I feel like we just talked for 45 minutes. Like, mm-hmm. I feel like we can go out to dinner and have a fun conversation for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of those things where to take it further than that, to take it just beyond getting along.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there needs to be something more there that just, I don't know, just wasn't there.
Okay.
And yeah, it's, you know, it's nothing you said or did. I heard on the podcast because it wasn't like a breakup text, but my kind of like, hey, like, let's just be friends text came mm-hmm. after you called me a dum-dum. And I had heard that you thought that was one of the reasons. And I want to tell you that no,
okay.
like I was not genuinely hurt by you calling me a dum-dum. Like,
it was a way out.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. No, I wasn't so deeply hurt by.
That's what it seemed like. Because I was dum-dum's not like, a lot of people dum-dums.
You stupid motherfucker. No. It wasn't that. It was. And honestly, this was last September or August?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Last August. So then I was a month out of weed smoking, which mm-hmm. for me, it took me about like 8 months to get kind of back into reality, as weird as that sounds. So, I mean, looking back now, like this is insane to say, but like there were weeks where I wasn't sure if I was awake or asleep. Like I had trouble differentiating between dreaming and because mm-hmm. I smoked weed heavily for 10 years mm-hmm. and I never had any dreams. So when you stop smoking weed, you start like having insane dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just, I don't, this is all just like, it's, it all just sounds like excuses, but yeah, I don't know. I can't not say cliches. I was in a really weird space back then.
I mean, cliches are what? Like, it's like stereotypes. Stereotypes are based in a little truth. Cliches are kind of based in a little bit of truth.
Yeah, where it's...
So if you're in a weird space, you're in a weird space, baby.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it was one of those things. And, you know, there was nothing outwardly... there was no, you know, like really bad night that we went out and it was just like
we had great dates.
No,
I was fucking perfect.
Yeah.
I was very funny.
No,
I
totally.
Was good company.
Yeah, no, and it was great. It was great hanging out. Your Arclight movie, I had trouble getting over that. The fact that you don't obey reserved seating at reserved movie
Here's
theaters.
Here's the thing. If there's no one else in the theater, it is your theater.
That's fine. But if it's like a crowded opening.
Well, if it's crowded, of course I'm going to sit in my assigned seat. I don't want.
I feel like you're walking it back now. that's not the attitude you were taking last year. I feel like you might have had, did you have an awkward experience?
Sure have not.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay. Here's the thing. If it is 25% full, I will sit wherever I want.
That's
fine. If
it's
50% full, I will sit wherever I want. If it's 75% full, I will obey.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Yes.
That's good.
And then, like, if there's open seats and someone's like, you're in my seat, I'm like, then go sit in another seat. Like, it's not, I saw the seating chart. There's, like, nobody else here.
We'll see. The problem with Arclight is the movies now, they all fill up in the 5 minutes before the previews start.
Mm-hmm.
So, like a half-empty theater or half-full theater.
I never get anywhere on time.
Okay.
I usually show up 2 minutes into the movie.
That's another problem.
So everybody is already seated.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, is that enough? I mean, is that enough of an answer? Do you have any other questions?
Like, no, that was Will Hines' answer. He was like, I didn't feel a spark, which is fine. I get it. I don't know how to be more sparky for people.
That's the thing. It's not a matter of being more sparky. It's just a matter of, have you read the book Attached?
No.
That's like the big relationship book that people are reading now.
Mm-mm.
It's about different attachment styles.
Mm-hmm.
So there's secure, avoidant, and then a third, which is like kind of paranoid. I can't remember the
mm-hmm.
but it's basically, it's like anything. It's just finding the right fit. So it's finding somebody whose attachment style is compatible with yours. And so it's not, you know, I would say there's nothing, you know, nothing for you to change other than the cigarette smoking.
Okay.
Cut that out.
Yeah.
But beyond that, no, just like, just keep, because I mean, God, over the last year, I've gone on so many dates. And that's like, I don't know. I feel like it's with kissing, you know, where it's like, there are people that are quote unquote like bad kissers, but they're those bad kissers will
are
kiss
good kissers for somebody else.
Exactly. So
that's
it's
like
all just
ugly people. Yeah. They're pretty to somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's why I feel like whenever you see like a weird couple at the airport or something, it's like, oh, okay. Like they found their match. Like they found somebody that, you know, is on the same frequency as them.
That's all of Portland.
Yeah, oh, really?
All of Portland odd is couples. The strangest couples. Where you're like, how? How does that fucking fit together? It makes no sense to me. Can I ask you another question? Did I make you nervous at all sometimes?
Nervous in what way?
I don't know. I got a nervous energy from you sometimes.
Like, no. I mean, nervous in, like, how so? Like how is, like I wouldn't come out and say something or...
No, you know how, like, you're talking to someone, you're like, I think I'm making them nervous.
I mean, I can't remember a specific time where I felt like that. Maybe, though. I mean, if you felt it, then I was obviously giving off some sort of energy.
Fair. Fair. Not an answer.
Not an answer, but
fair. I mean, it was a weird question, and I didn't have anything specific to back it up. It's been a while. Do you have a question for me?
Do I have a question for? No. The big question I had was, do I smell
do
like,
you
a,
smell
dish
like
rag?
A dish rag?
And I'm glad that I don't. Other than that, do you? Okay. Yeah, okay. So, God, I don't even know if I should bring this up, but the fact that you are now like Instagram friends with an ex-girlfriend of mine, I'm amazed that it's only come up now. But I forgot where I was going with that. But just okay. So a couple weeks ago, I texted you to let you know that like I really liked Nailed It, and I thought you did a really good job on it, and. So my ex-girlfriend was like, why would you do that? Like, why would you text her and ask that? And so I don't know. I did it honestly out of the fact that you were taping it when we were going out. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was like, oh, like you were talking about it a lot on dates. So it's to actually, you know, working in post-production. I know how there's this long gap where you can do something and then it comes out, you know, 6 months later.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was just kind of like an A to B type thing where it's like, oh, you know, I remember you shooting this and I just wanted you to know that like it came out great and it was awesome and it's super funny. I didn't want to just kind of seem like I was just like coming out of nowhere to like fuck with your head, you know?
It did seem like that.
It did?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. You know, honestly, because after the dum-dum incident, we then texted about like a month and a half after that.
Yeah.
And that's when I was dating somebody.
Yes.
Yeah. That didn't work out, clearly.
She didn't play tennis.
That, and she lived on the other side of town.
Oh, yeah, fuck that.
It's tough. So I don't know, and when, because yeah, you would reach back out to me, and I, you know, I honestly have a very, very good time hanging out with you, and I, real talk, I really have like two friends in this town, so I really kind of did want to be your friend. So after I texted you that, then it kind of fell off. So I was like, after Nailed It, I was like, okay, maybe this is a chance. Like maybe enough time has passed.
Yeah, but you didn't say anything about hanging out.
I don't know.
Like, enough time had passed that, like, I'm not pining for you.
No, yeah.
That ship has sailed.
Oh, no.
If you wanted it, you would come get it.
Yeah.
And you didn't. So, like, I understand that. But, like, it felt like you were just coming out of nowhere to be like, hey, remember me? Think about me for a little bit. Think about why I'm texting you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no, I mean, having you know, a month of distance to think about it, like, that is, yeah, that was bad of me. I'm sorry for that.
But, I mean, if you wanted to hang out, you should have said that.
Well, you said you were going to go to Vegas that weekend.
I did.
Yeah.
There's other weekends.
True. I don't know. I don't know. In my mind, I was like, well, you know, because I feel like I actually, looking back in the text, I was the last one to send a text. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, you know, clearly, if you wanted to hang out, you would have said something by now.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like, okay, I opened it back up and then you didn't, you kind of, and so I was like, okay, she doesn't want to hang out. Like,
well, also, I was like, people say, let's be friends as like, let's be friends and then we'll never see each other
again. I said it in a way more desperate way. Like, let's, please be my friend. It's so all lonely right. in this tinsel town
Nick,
we live in.
I'll be your friend.
Yay.
I won't wake up at 6 a.m. I will play tennis with you, though.
Yeah.
It would make my dead dad so happy.
And you live over, I shouldn't say. You
Please
live
don't
over,
say where I
okay,
live.
Okay, you live
I live near a tennis place.
You live by a big tennis facility. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You live by two big tennis facilities.
Oh, I thought it was just one.
There's the one,
The one down the road?
Down the road and then up in the mountains. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, up in the canyon.
Okay, that was a real smooth way to talk about something we both know without letting people know where I live.
Yeah, a stalker is currently like triangulating your position.
They're like, okay, tennis
courts within a mile of each other in Los Angeles.
Where is it? It's Los Angeles.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, no, so I'm sorry for popping up out of nowhere like that and, kind of unwelcomely... like an unwelcome presence back in your life.
It
I'm sorry for
unwelcomed.
That.
It wasn't unwelcomed. It was just, what is the motive?
Yeah.
Because I know I'm funny.
No,
I don't need you to tell me I'm funny.
True.
That was truly it. But like, if you wanted to hang out, you should have said, let's hang out.
Now I know. I can see that now.
Hindsight is 20/20.
Indeed.
Nick, we have to wrap this up because Wes from Nailed It is outside. Do you want to promote anything?
No. If you want to see photos of my dog that's been, he's been roaming around the studio this whole time. My Instagram is Nick Snow. I am not on Twitter. Get off Twitter. It's toxic. It's driving people insane.
Yeah. It's not fun.
Yeah. Not a fan of Trump, but it is really, really like...
Wait, you don't like Trump?
No.
Get out.
It's a hot take.
I love Trump.
But
that's my president.
But the level of how dare you, sir, that's happening on Twitter is, getting off Twitter was, for mental health, the best thing I've mm-hmm. ever done in my entire life, other than quitting drinking and quitting smoking weed
mm-hmm.
And playing tennis and getting a dog. But other than that, not much to promote. Play tennis. If you're looking to quit smoking or quit drinking, read books by a man named Alan Carr.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Love Means Zero on Showtime. It's about Nick Bollettieri. It's great. And beyond that, not much.
And if you like this episode of Why Won't You Date Me, please subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. Rate it 5 stars. If you write me a nasty little review, I will read it. So this is from Tori Beth May. She said, hey, Nicole, would love to put my whole hand up your booty and use you like a little puppet, you cutie patootie. Eat your vegetables. Have a good day. And then this person, Josh Schmoothster, said, I want to sit on your face and braid your wig. Love ya. So thank you. Bye-bye.
This has been a Team Coco production.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at the coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.